and I'll hear a sweet sound saying, come up here and receive a crown, but I don't deserve such mercy and grace. So here's what I'm gonna do when I see his sweet face. I'm gonna lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down, for he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Then I'll sing hallelujah, my joy is complete, when I lay my crown at the Master's feet. All the good things I've done seem so little to me, for his love, O Lord, where would I be? So lost without hope, no future in view, when I see my Lord, here's what I want to do. I'm going to lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down, for he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Then I'll sing hallelujah, my joy is complete, when I lay my crown at the Master's feet. When I was in trouble, so deep down in sin, I had no hope, no joy within, but Jesus came in. He gave me sweet peace. Here's what I'm gonna do when I see his sweet face. I'm gonna lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down, for he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Then I'll sing hallelujah, my joy is complete, when I lay my crown at the Master's feet. Do you have that hope in your bosom this morning?
Yes, Lord.
Do you have the blessed hope, that lively hope,
yeah, buddy,
that is shed abroad in your heart when Jesus comes in? To know that you know that you know. He said, for my spirit will bear witness, yeah, with your spirit, that ye are the children of God. And now sometime you say, well, I don't always know. We have two men in the race. There's an inward man and there's an outward man. Sometime home in the body we have many trials and tribulations. We have many battles with Satan. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these two are contrary one to the other. We don't know, we don't understand sometimes, but one thing we stand sure of and know, that God will never forsake you. God will never forsake you in the sixth trouble. And in the seventh, he said, I'll let no evil come upon you. He's a God at hand. He's not a God afar off. He's nigh unto each and every one of you. Yeah. The day I hear him in the record saying that I stand at the heart's door of every man, and I'm a knocking on your heart this morning, and he's a seeking you. He found the old writer had said that the Lord had found me in a waste howl and wilderness, and he had picked my feet up out of the mire in the clay and set him upon that rock, and he established my going and put a new song in my mouth. Ever since 1975, just before the midnight hour, sitting right back there, brother, a praying, I've been a praying everywhere. Brother, when the Lord came into my heart that night, born my soul again, lifted the burden of carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. I've never been the same man. Sin, why? Because he made a new creature out of me. Born again. I got the lively hope down within my heart, waiting for the call. I listen for him to call my name, and I'm going to answer him one morning, brother. I want you to have that lively home down in your heart, young people of the day. Jesus loves you this morning. He died an horrible death on an old rugged cross. Come into this world, born of a woman, made under the law, that he may redeem them that was under the law. Brethren came, poorest of the poor, that you and I may be risen. You see this morning, I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. How did you get that? Through repenting and being born again. Through crying and supplication unto God. God heard my cry, brother, and delivered me out of that horrible pen that I was in. I didn't have no power to save myself. But because of him coming into this world, listen, he came to sing and to save that wind was long. He came into the world, brother. Listen, the day and long upon the sandy shore of Galilee. Brother, it came by a blind man one morning, brother. And listen, the day this man always was begging for alms, but there was a day coming he wouldn't understand, brother. He'd been born from his youth, from his very mother's womb. He was born blind. I want you to know the day a man goes out into the world, he sins against God, and he's a blind man. He dies dead in trespassing and sin. But brethren, here comes along Jesus. Listen, and he was a calling for alms in this little pan that he had, looking for someone to give him something. Yeah. Didn't he? Listen, Jesus, come unto him. What will you have me to do? I've been blind, brother. Listen, today, was you blind, brother? I was a blind man. I couldn't see my way through. But Jesus came by. He came by my way. and said, "Son, what will you have me to do? Jesus, Jesus, I've been lost. I've sinned against heaven, Lord. I don't know how to get to heaven. Lord, 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 here is the way," he cried. "I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. Put your hand in mine this morning. I'll open your eyes. I'll born you again. I'll take the blood that I shed on that old rugged cross. I'll let some of it fall on you. Oh, that blood this morning, it'll make you whiter than snow. It'll change you from the pleasant stain that you're in, and make a new creature out of you, a lively hope in Jesus Christ." Oh, John said, "Unto them that overcome, will I make them a pillow in the temple of my God. I'll give unto them a little white stone, and in that stone a new name that no man knows save he that receives. I'm the only one knows about my salvation. I'm the only one knows of the misery that I lived in. I was the only one knows how far I went down in sin. But Jesus known. He said, your life is an open book, which is written and known of all men. I want you to know today, Jesus' eyes are going to and fro through this hurting. He's seeing the both the good and the evil. There's nothing you can do that Jesus ain't seen. And this blind man that begged for his eyes to be open, Jesus, brother, he stood down beside of him. I believe he spit on the ground, brother. He made a little spittle out of the clay. He anointed his eyes. Listen today, friend. When Jesus anointed my eyes, brother, it wasn't with the clay of the earth. He wasn't healing these eyes here. The man on the inside was a blind and dead man, brother. I need the anointment from the Holy Ghost, brother. He said, for John baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the fire and the Holy Ghost. That's the baptism I want you to get this morning. How are you going to get that baptism? Through repenting, through calling for mercy. Oh God, have mercy on me. There was two men. I went up to the temple to pray. You can't stand with your chest stuck out. The one said, the Pharisee said, I give my tithe. I do this and that. I'm not like this publican here. But the publican would not as much lift up his eye, but he smote on his breast. Oh, God, have mercy on me, a sinner man. That's the cry, brother. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Oh, God, how can I live without you this morning? Listen this morning, brother. I want you to know, Brother Marvin, I wouldn't want to live without him. I'd rather go on, brother. Friend, the best thing will ever happen to you when Jesus will anoint your eyes with that eye salve and told the little man there, you go to the pool of Siloam, you dip yourself, you wash your eyes and come see him. And he was obedient, brother. He went down to the pool of the water. Listen, the Bible says obedience is greater than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of the ram. Whatever he tells you to do, you do that, brother, and you'll be happy this morning. And if you don't do that, the wrath of God will abide upon you, for God is angry with the sinner every day, brother. Listen today, but he's long-suffering unto them that will fear his word from generation. And he said, I know them that fear me from generation to generation. He looks in the hearts of people. He knows your heart this morning. He sees your very thoughts that you have and knows them afar off. The blind man. man got a little water on his eyes, brother. And that man that never seen from his birth opened up his eyes and saw and behold the beauty of the Lamb. I want you to know, brother, when the Lord saved me, he let me see the bride, the Lamb's wife. She was robed, she was clothed in robes. She's got a robe on. The Bible said, Brother Marvin, you can't even see the kingdom except you be born again. You got to be born again to see this kingdom that is not visible to the natural eye, but it's visible to this inward heart, brother. It's a royal priesthood. It's a holy nation this morning. Do you want to be one of them? Lively stone, built up and made, built on the foundation of the Lamb, brother. Built upon that rock. Build your house upon that rock. When the storms will come, the rains will beat against your house. He's talking about temptation. He's talking about trouble. Will beat against your house. Talking about your heart, brother. And listen, he said, and when they all come, he said, I'll make a way for your shame. And he said in two places in the Bible, the one said the house didn't shame. The other one said it fell not. I want you to know, but they that built their house upon the sand, upon some man's foundation, when the temptations come, when the rains beat against that house, the house fell, and great was the fall of the house. I've seen them stand for many a year in the flesh, brother, and soon their sins found them out. You can't stand except Jesus build the house. They that labor are laboring in vain. Let Jesus build your house. Steal out somewhere and call upon him. He said, he that prayeth in secret, I will reward him openly. I see and I hear. My eyes are over the righteous. My ears are open to their cry. Friend, today I've never called upon the Lord. And he wasn't there, brother. Listen, today he's an ever-abiding God. He's an ever-present God. Where are you going to go? Listen what the writer said. Though I take the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost, why the Lord is higher. Although I make my bed in hell, the Lord is higher. I've been here and there, brother, and I've always found the Lord there. You go to some other state, you might go. I thought when I was a flying from the Columbus down to Florida, high in the clouds, brother, 32,000 feet. While the Lord was right there, and I thought of the Russians. The Russians, when they got into space, said, "You see, there is no God. We're up above the earth." But they look with the wrong eyes, friend. I want you to have the eyes, Sam, that you might see the kingdom of God, that you might know that you know, brother, that you've been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever, brother. I was born into the Ruggles family about 58 years ago, almost 59 now. But I want you to know today, this seed that you look at, he's going to die, brother. But the seed that you can't see on the inside, the seed is the Word of God, brother. And who is the Word? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's the same in the beginning was with God, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, brother. What is truth, Palestine? I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the way. Friend, if you ever get to heaven, it's going to be by the door. Jesus said, I am the door into the sheepfold. And if you will open your heart and let me in, I'll come unto you. I'll sup with you and you with me. I never forgot, brother, told this so many a time.
Help me, God.
My old daddy used to drink coffee out of a saucer. Brother, and he would sup that coffee out, and I'd think, well, it was just to cool the coffee. And I've read and I've heard, brother, when you sup a little something, whatever the flavor is there, all your taste buds flies up when you sup. Listen, and you get the full flavor of whatever you're drinking, brother. Jesus said, come taste of me and see that I'm good. Have you never tasted nothing like the Lord, brother? Listen, see that He is gracious. See that He is good, brother. Listen, He's a cool drink of water unto a thirsty soul. Listen today, friend. Like cool water unto a thirsty soul. So is good news from a far land, brother. Sometime this old gospel goes out. It sure is good to the taste. It enters into the heart. And we thank God. How hungry how lonesome I am, God, today. How hungry am I? And all of a sudden, brother, when the gospel comes down, listen, brother, it's like the ointment that was poured over the head of Aaron. It ran down over his beard and went down to the skirt. Brother, I want you to be anointed today with that grace this morning, with that Holy Spirit of God, brother. When it comes, it'll bring life. Life and joy, it'll bring peace, brother, unto a man that is wild as he can be. Jesus went over one time unto the Sea of the Galilee, the Sea of Gadarene, brother. There was a man that dwelt among the tombs. He was a wild man. No one had ever been able to tame him. Listen, he dwelt among the tombs. They had bound him with chains and fetters, and there was no man could bound him. And all men was afraid of him, brother. But when Jesus come across and went unto him, he seen him coming. Did Jesus run, brother? No! The man run to Jesus and fell down at his feet, brother. And listen, and the devil begin to talk to Jesus. Why have you come to torment us before our time? They knew that their time was short, brother. Listen, but what did Jesus say unto him? Come out of him, thou unclean spirit. How many was there in him, brother? There was about 2,000 hogs that dwelled in the region there. Suffers not to go out into the world, but suffers to go into them swine. Brethren, and they went in to the herd of swine, and they run violently down a steep place and perished into the sea, brother. I'm glad that he told Israel, I'll cast your sins into the depths of the sea, to never be remembered against you again. You see how, understand how, when God saves you, your sins will never be brought up before you again. He said, I'll cast them as far as the east is from the west. How far? How far is the east is from the west, brother? When you start east and you'll go around the world and hit a never end, brother, just around and around and around. Where are you going to go, brother, to find your sins again? Listen, God passes them and forgives them, puts them under the blood, brother, and never be remembered against them no more. Listen today. If you want salvation, it's of the Lord today. I don't have it in my hands to give. I don't have power to save no one, brother. But I have the power through the Spirit of the Lord to tell men how they can be saved. By repentance and being born again, brother. God will come into your heart. Open up your heart and let the Son of Righteousness come in. Who is the Son of Righteousness?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
It's the Lord, brother, and I, high and lifted up. He was seen. He was seen on the wings of the wind. This is the God I'm preaching about, brother, and I, that's able to come, and born of a Virgin Mary. Listen, and born into the world. He's able to open the eyes of the blind. He's able to cause the lame to walk. Oh, and cried the Lazarus that was dead, come forth. And out of the grave come a dead man, bound in clothes, bound in grave clothes. I believe he floated out of there, brother, by the power of God. The Bible said, loose him and let him go. Oh, friend, he'll make a wise man out of you. He'll be like the wild Gadarene, brother. When they came to him, they found him clothed and in his right mind. I was a wild man. I was a sinful man. You're a sinful man. How much sin do you have to be a sinful man? You come to know God and glorify Him not as God. It is sin unto you, and that sin will take you down to hell. You'll be the same place where the murderer and the adulterer, the fornicator, the liar, where they're all went, brother. Oh, but if you come to Jesus, such were some of you, adulterers, fornicators, liars, and whatsoever. He said, you're guilty of the least. You're guilty of the whole. You're just a sinner. That's all you are. Thank God that He came to save sinners. Paul said, Apostle said, whom? I am chief. Why did he feel to be chief? He said, I persecuted the church beyond measure, brother. But about noonday one day, Paul had letters of authority to go down to Damascus and persecute them that called upon the name of the Lord. Bind them, brother. This on the day, what happened to him? Same thing happened to me. It happened to me, brother, and I, about the noonday hour, the light of the Lord, brother, come to him and shine round about him. And there was a voice come, oh, Paul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Did he know who he was, brother? Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord? Listen, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. It's hard, brother, to fight against God. You can't fight against God. God, He is the great God of heaven and earth. Listen, you can't fight against Him, but He will not go against your will. He wants you to come to Him, a free will, saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Come and buy to my house today. He wants to come in. He wants to sup with you and you with Him. He wants to give unto you eternal life, and you will never perish, friend. You'll have life abounding in your heart today, brother,
yes, sir,
and you will never die.
I can't die.
You will never die. I don't want to take all the time from Brother Terry, but I want you to know this morning, this way is real this morning. This salvation is real. This God that we have in remembrance here has the power to enlighten you. And He has the power, as He done to Paul, and to bring him to the light, brother, and send him down a blind man to a man's house. For 3 days he couldn't see. But he come into Simon's house, brother, and he laid his hands upon him. Brother Paul, listen, and scales fell off in his eyes. I had scales on my eyes. Satan had blinded me. He had blinded me, brother, with the things of this world. He enticed me with the beautiful things of this world. That which I thought to be unto life, I found to be unto death. Don't you never doubt Satan is tell you this is beautiful and that's beautiful. But the ways thereof is death, brother. Only Jesus has life to give unto you. Please take heed unto that low, still voice. And he, when that low, still voice will come, you take heed unto that and follow Him. That Spirit will lead you unto fountains of living water. That you can get a drink of that water and the scales will fall off in your eyes. And you'll be able to see clearly. And Apostle Paul, unto fountains of living water. That you can get a drink of that water and the scales will fall off in your eyes. And you'll be able to see clearly. And Apostle Paul never conferred with the brethren up at Jerusalem, but straightway he went and preached Jesus, brethren. That's what you can do. You can go from a man that is a wild man, you can go from a man of authority and have power, and come to a humble little lamb in Jesus, and asking Jesus, Jesus, what will you have me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? I'd do anything for Jesus this morning. I love him. And I you know, brethren, I preached my life for since 1982. And I just count the old Brother Ivory Sires used to say, just count yourself as an unprofitable servant. For you've only done that which is required of you. Now God is required at your hands repentance if you've not been born again. And if you'll repent and be born again, he'll give you a job. And what might that job be? It may be just to pray. And the many gifts in the Bible, but you know, one of the greatest gifts in the Bible is the gifts of helps. The gifts of helps, brother. Everybody passes that one up. But just to help someone along the way is doing what God has bid you to do. So whatever he tells you to do, you do that, and I promise you, you'll be happy.
Be blessed.
I've never seen a Christian yet that said, I'm sorry, I got salvation.